That isn't just the sound of the all-new 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLC being put through its paces. It's the sound of innovation. The innovation behind one of the most advanced SUVs on the road today. With multiple driving modes, a suite of intelligent drive systems, and a technology-filled cabin that sets new standards in modern luxury. This is what innovation sounds like. Now, discover what it feels like in a 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLC.
Some equipment described as optional.
Hi, I'm Jaden Sterling, international best-selling author of the award-winning book, The Alchemy of True Success. And welcome to Soul to Profit Radio, where my guests and I share tips and strategies to help you, the enlightened entrepreneur, take your business to the next level. So make sure you grab paper and pen to write down these amazing tips and strategies that we're going to share with you to help you fill your soul and your wallet. Let's get started. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soul to Profit Radio, where we share tips and strategies to help you align with your purpose and to live abundantly. Got an awesome show for you today. It's going to be spectacular. And before we get started, you know, that's the reason that I called this show Soul to Profit Radio, because I believe, as well as the guests who I have on my show, that we all are here for a very specific purpose. And our purpose has a lot to do with the gifts that we're given in life, a lot to do with the challenges that we need to overcome, believe it or not. You know, people say, well, wait a second, if this is my purpose, why isn't it easier? Why isn't it simple for me to discover and to start, you know, moving toward? And the reality is, you know, there's got to be a little bit of a challenge for some reason involved. I mean, that's the big part of life and the purpose that we have. So, you know, I've often said, embrace the challenges that come your way. Trust what comes your way, because once you overcome the challenges that you're facing, you're going to find that you are almost instantaneously aligned with your purpose and with the reason that you're here. So my, you know, the number one tip I can share with you today before, and I'm just waiting for Michelle to call in here, is that your purpose is connected with the challenges that you have to overcome. And you'll find as you move through any resistance that you have with challenges and anything that keeps showing up along your path, trust those things, because right around the corner comes the freedom and the ability to connect in deeply with what you're here to do. So that's my biggest tip. You know, what came to me this morning, the saying, go deep or go home. That's really it. You know, we're here to go deep in life. We're here to have the most incredible experience we can possibly have. And that is also the thing that I love about my guest today, Michelle White Dove, that she has the ability to go deep. And I am so honored to have Michelle with us today. You know, Michelle is a celebrity psychic. She's a world-class spiritual medium, and she's the first legitimate psychic to prove her supernatural abilities by being tested on American television. A few years ago, Lifetime TV created a psychic challenge, and they called it America's number one psychic. So the person who overcame and won all these different challenges was named America's number one psychic. And I remember watching that series. I was drawn to it. My higher self said, okay, tune in. There's something important for you to learn here. And I was amazed how easy Michelle made the challenges look, because she instantly connected with her guides and she clearly receives information. And in the finals of that series, the white light won, and Michelle was pronounced America's number one psychic. And at that moment, I remember that moment. I remember jumping up and down. I was so excited for Michelle. And I was so excited that she won. Now, at that moment, I didn't know her other than that I felt like I had made a connection with her through that TV show. And the reality is, you know, folks, we're all going to win today because we have Michelle with us live on Soul to Profit Radio. Let me unmute her mic here and bring her on. Hopefully this is you, Michelle.
Yes, this is me.
Yay. How are you?
I didn't want to interrupt you, so I was staying quiet. I'm doing great, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm so excited about our show. You know, your phone number here is in a sea of phone numbers. I mean, I've never had so many phone callers call in, even before I dialed in, Michelle. Like, that's what we're dealing with here. Can you feel the energy?
Oh, yeah. You know, we got a full house, right?
We got a full house here on the earthly plane and then in the spiritual realm there. They're tuning into the show today too, so they're excited for us, and that's what I really feel. How fun is that? That, you know, the words that we speak and the messages we're going to share today are reverberated throughout the universe.
It's wonderful. It's a wonderful ripple effect too, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
So October has been a really intense month. We've had a lunar eclipse. Solar flares, solar eclipse. You know, I'm interested. What's been
blood
happening
moon.
For you? But what?
It's
yeah, the
been,
blood moon.
Yeah, the blood moon. We had an eclipse, a super moon. We were having solar flares. People aren't sleeping. People are acting out of character. We have Mercury in retrograde right now. And as far as I'm concerned, I give it a 2-week shadow before it goes in retrograde and thereafter. So around the second week in November, everything starts flowing again because Mercury affects all forms of communication, which is key factor to any relationship, or especially when I'm sitting here reading one after the other and people are thinking their appointments at a different time. Or, you know, you don't ever also want to do anything brand new that has not been an idea concept before. You don't want to go in and buy a car when Mercury's in retrograde. You don't want to, you know, buy a house. You don't want to get on the operating table. Why? Because there's technical difficulties or there's that lack of communication. Also, you'll find that when Mercury's in retrograde, all of a sudden your computer or your gadgets or your, you know, are not necessarily working. So I will be very happy to see the second week in November because this month has been intense. That's to say the least. Look at our news. I mean, look where we are in the world. And this is so important for people to understand. If there was ever a time to spiritually wake up, it's now.
I like that. Let's talk about that. You know, I don't know, Michelle. I woke up this morning and I was like, all right, enough is enough, right? Like, I've come to the point in life, right? I'm sure you have too, where my resolve is so fierce right now to help people open their eyes and see what is really going on. So when we talk about this energy that's available to us, how can we use it to the best of our ability to waken up even more?
Well, okay, when you say which information to waken up more, you mean to spiritually wake up more?
Exactly, to spiritually wake up.
Well, one, we all need to take personal accountability and responsibility for our actions or lack of, including words, thoughts, all of the above. You know, we are a co-creator of our reality. And what really disturbs me is that people are constantly saying they feel powerless or they have no power or that the system has the power over them. Well, the people, we, meaning the people, humanity, overrule the government or this false sense of power. So I'm always telling people, step into your power. Don't limit yourself. Don't allow others to limit you. Know that you are a co-creator of your life, and whatever's going on right now, you help to create that. Some of that has to do with their original contract, meaning your soul contract when we incarnate, which we can actually achieve that and surpass that. Imagine that. That's incredible for a soul to do that. But as a co-creator, we're given actually two birthrights. One is free will. For example, even at the time of a physical death, maybe the temple passes, but the soul is eternal and life goes on. And we have the ability to choose to go to that light, cross over into the heavens, or be wayward, or, you know, sometimes attached to maybe a person or a place. It depends on the set of circumstances, but nonetheless, going back to being a co-creator, it's based on our intent. What we think about is what we bring about, our thoughts, what we visualize, what we then speak, we invoke it into matter. And then what do? We get off our butt and go through the physical motion of it, and it's really that simple. But if you have an agenda versus a pure intent, there's a clear difference. We cannot fool spirit, people. God knows our heart, our mind, our soul, our support team knows our contract better than I do. And I always tell people, surrender your will to God. Let God handle it. You know, it's like when I start my day, for example, today, we all go through where we've had, you know, earthly problems. And I said to spirit, you know, I take all my minute earthly problems in the grand scheme of everything, and I put them in a beautiful gold box with a big, beautiful red ribbon, and I hand them directly to my creator. And I said, thank you, God, for your solutions are far greater than I could ever possibly comprehend or wrap my brain around. However, it never ceases to blow my mind. Unlimited. The sky is, forget that, dream big. Sky is not the limit, you know. But people underestimate their own power. They don't realize that when they're going through the steps of co-creation, like, for example, a lot of people that are fearful are fret and stress. And I always say to them, instead of, you know, fretting and stressing and worrying, stop feeding that very fear. You're only helping that very thing to happen versus why don't you pray about it and meditate also to listen to what the answers may be. So we're wasting all this energy and time and putting it into the very thing that we're fearful of by helping to create that fear by the steps that I mentioned of co-creating our reality. So what are the birthrights? Free will. You can choose to go right. You can choose to move forward or backwards or left. There's always more than one choice. And also the ability of manifesting what we're creating in our reality. And by the way, this is a very, very, have you noticed like a quickening the time? It's like an illusion, which actually it is an illusion. In the spirit world, there is no time. So it's like people are almost like running many to come into that spiritual awareness and going, okay, but still overwhelmed. And then some saying, nope, not with it. And those that aren't willing to shift with the shift, spiritually speaking, which by the way, 2014, this is our second shift. 2016 will be our third shift. You're going to start seeing on a global scale more and more souls leaving in large numbers. For those souls that do not want to graduate and move on from mandatory school to college, that's okay. Spirit says, hey, you have free will. You can take it as fast as you want or as slow as you want or reincarnate 100 times if that's what you have to do. But I'm also finding that a lot of souls are waking up, though, too. So that's lovely.
That is so powerful. And, you know, I liked what you said, and if I can encapsulate it into just a few words here, that personal responsibility is first and foremost, and
absolutely,
that we have free will. And, you know, I love how easy you make it. Put your challenges or worries in a beautiful gold box, wrap it up with a big red bow, send it off to spirit, to God, and say, here, you take it. And I do things very simply, you know, as well. I'll make a to-do list, and I'll have on the left side column my task that I need to accomplish, and on the right side I put the word universe, and I load up that side too, because I believe we don't have to be involved in how things are going to manifest. We just need to be clear about what it is we desire.
Exactly. Exactly. Well said. It's funny because I always make a list too, right in front of me, not the list. And I organize and I prioritize more so. And honestly, if I looked at the list from the day, you know, from the first reading or radio or whatever I may be doing all the way down, most people would look at the list and start crying and go, there's no way I could possibly do that. But instead of doing that, I look at it as let me be fully in the moment, present, giving 110% of everything that I have in a state of grace. And before I know it, I have completed my day and then some. You know, people look at my schedule and they go, "How you do it? How do you do it?" And I go, "Because you don't talk about it, you just do it."
Yeah, exactly. I love that. It takes care of itself. And, you know, so that brings up another question that I've always been wanting to ask you and haven't had the opportunity, but how do you invite new opportunities into your life?
That's a good bit. That's a very, very, by being open, first of all. And that's what I want to say to anyone and everyone that's listening. It starts by you opening up your crown chakra, opening up your mind, being open to learn new things. I don't know about you. I'm sure I learn every day. It's a learning expedition, you know, and I believe that we continue to learn until the time of our physical death, and then even crossing over, we still move on and evolve and learn. But I'm sorry, Jane, go back to the original question. There's
yeah,
a method to my madness, but I come full circle.
I hear you. You came full circle, Michelle, and you started out talking about opening the crown chakra because the question was about how do you invite new opportunities into your life?
Thank you. I'm glad you're listening. I always say to Spirit, I look at it like this, whatever it may be that's put in front of me, I always say to Spirit, whatever stone, all the stones that you've laid before me, there's not one that I have not turned over. Because I look at it as God or Spirit bringing in, and it also has to do with divine timing, by the way, and also what people want and need are two different things. But if you emphatically trust, for me it's beyond faith, it's conviction, it's certainty, and knowing, I look at whatever's in front of me, and I look at that as Spirit putting that opportunity, giving me that chance. Now I have to be willing not to, you know, don't procrastinate, don't sit on it too long, don't let my ego rule me, but let my higher self rule me. And once I grab it, it's always spot on, and it just takes me further in my journey in this lifetime and serving humanity.
Beautiful. So what you're saying is the opportunities present themselves.
Yes.
And you trust in what is being presented.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. And I believe I take it one day
at a time, because there's one thing I notice is people really do take their health for granted and even life, and life is precious. So we need to take it one day at a time, again, being fully present in that moment, giving 110%, because we don't know for sure if tomorrow will come. I mean, how many people have seen their loved one go out the door, "Oh, see you tonight at dinner at this time," and then they get a phone call. So I think it's very important for all of us to be in the present, to be in the, and also to understand that life is precious, and death and sickness is not prejudice to a certain age or person, you know. It depends on one soul's contract.
Yeah, I agree. You know, there is something you said earlier about vibration and being a match, and I think that, like, when I watched that show that you were on, and that was earlier in your career where things were starting to gel for you and you were already a very successful psychic medium, and then you were invited to be on the show, and I watched you, and I watched how you worked, and I remembered being so excited for you because I really felt like when you won that show that the white light truly won because of who your opponent was there in the finals. And,
oh, goodness,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, that was intense. But in that moment, Michelle, I felt connected with you. Now, I didn't know you. I didn't know what would come from that, but I trusted that connection. And then,
see?
You know,
and here we are.
Exactly. Here we are. Exactly. So for our listeners out there who, you know, Michelle is saying, look, show up, give the 110% to everything that's being presented to you. Trust in what's being presented to you, because we have no idea what is going
Amen.
To come from that, right? From those experiences. It's so
that's
beautiful.
That's right. I mean, like, for example, that show, you know, America's Psychic Challenge, they contacted me. It actually, I passed on that show two times. The third time, they were willing to compromise on the contract. And get this, I knew nothing about the money. And that's the funniest thing. But that's not why I did it. And a lot of people say, are you crazy? You're rolling the dice. You know, what about your reputation? I said, no, you don't understand. I'm doing this. And at the time, I thought it was just going to air in the United States, but it's aired worldwide for years. And I said, you know, I'm doing this because I want to show the people that there are truly people, souls like myself, that are born with gifts that can be used for the highest good of all. And I want to show them through the grace of God and by simply me listening, by, you know, thanking my ego for graciously moving over, that the light does prevail and it does win. Maybe it takes us a little bit longer to get there and we don't play dirty about it. You know, I take the high road. Two wrongs don't make a right. But that was, the money was hilarious when they told me, because I came in on the third episode. There were eight. So I was 3, 6, 7, and 8. You had to earn your way up. And, you know, there was some good competition in some things. And I thought some of the things that they were doing were absolutely insane and crazy. But the point is that I trusted spirit and I trusted myself. And I said, God, all right, I'm going to do this to give a message to the United States, who ended up being the whole world, that there truly is spiritual mediums that are coming from love and light and that can assist people in numerous ways, and let them test me with the FCC and their regulations. And boy, did they put me to the test. And as long as I listened to spirit and trusted, it was always spot on. They led me exactly where I needed to go. But my point was to put that message out there to everyone to say, see, this isn't impossible. Nothing is not impossible. Everything is possible through the grace of God. I was just willing to do the crazy test that they had me do. And I'll be honest, I didn't even know that I could do some of those things until push came to shove, you know?
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, some of the things, the guy being buried in the ground, and you
that
literally
was crazy.
Right over him, right on top of where he was. That was phenomenal.
Yeah, I bet. Thank you. You know, out of all of the series of tests, and they were, you know, quite brutal. For me, on a personal level, finding the stunt man that was buried 6 feet under in 10 acres, and you had like less than 30 minutes, and I took it down to the wire, like I think at 28 minutes, and they're like, Michelle, make your mark, and spirit just guided me, and I put the photo smack down. I remember going, well, this poor guy's going to have a heat stroke and me, and I'm biting my lip going, this is going to be really good or really bad. But I think I was more astounded and blown away when I did that than even the people that were watching, because for me, that was a tremendous test, you know, that I was able to prevail and do it. And ever since then, people think I'm the lost and found, finding cats, dogs, rings, people, bodies. Yes, yes. And
so
if you think America's Psychic Challenge was something, boy, you have to check out Sixth Sense International. That was the global challenge. And I did that show because, again, I wanted the light to prevail. And so I went up against different winners like Russia, London, Belgium, Norway, Holland, and then I represented the United States. And, yes, I wore red, white, and blue. And that, yeah, and that show, and we did it in 2.5 weeks, a whole episode, or not an episode, a series of the show, rather, a season. It really made America's Psychic Challenge look like a walk in the park. That's how high the level that they took it to.
I'm going to check it out. What is it called?
It's called Sixth Sense International. You can see some of the crazy tests that they put me through on my YouTube channel and also on the official site, MichelleWhiteDove.com. You can, Vimeo. Yeah, Vimeo channel.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, awesome.
I have so many sites, it gets crazy.
It gets, yeah. Well, you have an excellent manager there, Shantae, to help keep things on track for you.
Yes, thank God. I couldn't do it all, that's for sure.
Yeah. I'm still waiting for my Shantae to come, by the way. A couple of things you told me since July have absolutely happened. You said, I see you doing more TV on more events. You're absolutely right. I was filmed for a documentary, and then now I'm going to be on a 25-minute cable show early in January. So you're
oh,
good.
That's going to be great. That's going to be great. And that's just, you know, again, you taking, seizing that moment, those opportunities, and going in and doing your best. And that will just lead to opening up so many more doors for you. So that's wonderful.
Thank you. And let's talk a little bit. You said some really fascinating things. And, you know, for a lot of our listeners, you know, they heard you say that you were born with these gifts. And
correct.
What about the folks who don't necessarily feel like they're born with these gifts? I mean, can everyone develop their intuitive psychic abilities?
Well, first of all, everyone's intuitive, everyone, but that doesn't mean they're utilizing it. Can it be developed? Absolutely. But again, it has to be done with a pure intent and not an agenda to, you know, scam people or whatnot. Unfortunately, in my field, we have so many people that are not in their integrity and not on the up and up, and those people have to die, work harder because of those people. But, you know, it's like in any profession, whether it's a doctor or whether it's a police officer or an attorney, you're always going to have that person that's not in their integrity, and then there is the exception to the rule. But go ahead, Jayden. I'm like all over the place today.
So what are a couple things that people can do to heighten their intuitive abilities?
By praying. Praying is when, by the way, people have this, well, it's kind of been programmed in them, actually, this assumption that they have to go to church to pray. You can pray anywhere, anytime, as long as it's sincere and from your heart. When we're praying, we're speaking to God, and we're speaking to our support team, and it raises our vibration. But as equally as important is meditation. Meditation is when we stop, we get into a quiet place, still, be peaceful, work on relaxing, doing the proper breathing techniques, and thanking that ego for graciously moving over and allowing the higher self, the God part self, to govern you and to listen. And I find that many people now are, thank God, are utilizing prayer, but not many people are utilizing meditation. And it goes hand in hand because it's a form of communication. We're speaking to spirit. Then if we're quiet, that means meditating. We're listening to spirit. Some people just may know. And they just go, I know. Or some people may say they've seen it. They see with their third eye, or like, you know, a little a reel or a movie plays out. Some people will feel. Everyone's different in the sense of what they're comfortable with. Like, I happen to know a lot of mediums that don't want to see the spirits, but they're okay hearing them. You know what I mean? And so for me, I'm very diversified. I see, I hear, I feel, I smell, I taste, I know, and I'm one with Father, Mother, God, and Holy Spirit. And I work with the Angel Kingdom and also my support team. And prayer and meditation raise the vibration, and that's the only way you're going to get there. And I find so many people are struggling with meditation. And what I recommend, believe it or not, for those people is just basic yoga 101 class. Because that helps them to breathe properly, to get centered, to be still, and it helps those busy minds. And that's just one thing. The other thing also is, you know, that intuition, you got to know the difference between your intuition and your ego. Because I'll even put the test sometimes to people, and they'll go, I thought it was this, but wait a minute, let me think about it. No, it's this. And I go, see, that's where you just mess up because you said, let me think about it. When it's your intuition, it's not something that we think about or we mull it over, or we're analytical or we're skeptical or we go ask this person, that person. It's the first thing that comes to you. It's called the sixth sense. It's called, you know, the knowing, your gut feeling, going with your instincts. Can that be developed into mediumship? Absolutely. Can that be developed into healing? Absolutely. It's how far do you want to go? How fast do you want to learn? How slow do you want to go? Spirit honors that.
Yeah, I really like what you said. That is powerful. And I agree, it can be developed. And, you know, one thing that has worked really well for me that I share with my students as well is I say, I just do a quick, simple little prayer, and all it is, universe, thank you for opening me up to my seeing, hearing, feeling, and knowing.
That's perfect. Perfect. You know,
right?
And another little quick way of doing it, and a mentor, I call her like a mentor, her name is Ann Gaiman. She's a very, very famous medium. But she always said, now, Michelle, just let go. Tell the ego, let go of the ego and let God take over. I'm like, okay. So that's a quick little fix sometimes if I'm feeling like, okay, I need an adjustment here. I got another reading. I go, let the ego go and let God take over. Works every time.
That's perfect. That's beautiful. Well, Michelle, I could talk to you all day, but should we take some callers? Because we only have about 100
Absolutely.
In the queue right now.
Oh,
all
my
right.
goodness
so
gracious.
I know. I know.
All
you
right, well,
you thought you were going to be with... You thought it was just
yeah,
going to
no,
be an hour. You're actually
there.
Going to be here for you're going to be here for like 6 hours.
If the people had their way, yes, and that's why I want to stay.
Yeah.
I just want their first name, and you know how I work, Jane, and their sun sign and a specific question because there are so many people patiently waiting.
Yes, exactly. Thank you for the reminder. So everyone who's waiting, remember your first name. Because some people, when they get on the radio, they're like, I don't remember my name. Okay, remember your first name, remember your birth sign, and one specific question that you want to ask Michelle. And we'll start with caller 1111. That's a good number, isn't it, Michelle?
That's a good number.
1111. That is. Let's see who this is. Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, Jaden. It's Becky calling. So my name is Becky, Rebecca Hay, and my earth sign is Capricorn.
Okay, what's your question?
And my question is, do you see anything in my future for money?
Okay. Boy, talk about the energy being scattered with you.
I know, I
sure
got all nervous because I was waiting and waiting and waiting, excited. And then as soon as you got on, I was like, oh, I was just going to let you talk and say whatever you felt. So I had no question.
Well, again, that's why I said it before, because we have so many callers and people would love a mini reading or a whole full reading. Or I don't want someone saying, Michelle, just give me whatever you're going to give me because I'm going to do that anyways when I make a connection. Okay, so it's important for everyone listening to please have a specific question, and don't worry, I do not hold back, and God knows I'm brutally honest, and if I don't know, I'll tell you that. It very rarely happens, but sometimes it does. And so your focal point is money, correct?
Okay, yes.
No, not okay, because I feel like that wasn't even originally the question. So.
Oh, Well, you know what? Okay, this morning when I was praying about it, I was thinking, okay, tell me what happened to my husband in Mexico. But then I was like, no, you know, that just seemed too heavy for this morning. So that's why I was like, okay, just tell me about money.
Money. Well, how's this? I want to tell you this. Never make money your queen or your God. Fair enough?
Okay.
All right, money is a necessity here on the earth plane right now. It's a give and a take in exchange for one thing or another. But what you're going to see more and more and what's happening more and more is people are actually bartering services. These days we need plastic, meaning credit card, cash, also gold, silver, and a service to barter. That's part of the shift and the change. And be careful what you ask for, because you just may receive it. And is it what you want or what you need, you know? And I think that's important, too, when we're in prayer and meditation. The more specific that we are in prayer is the more specific the solutions and answers that are given through meditation. All right? I really feel that that was not your original question. And as far as money goes, I'll say this to you. All your todays and tomorrows are more than supplied for, so I'm surprised you even asked that question.
Okay. Okay.
Thanks for calling, Becky. Have a great day.
It's all good.
God bless, sister. God bless.
Thank you so much. You're incredible.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Excellent. Yeah, so we'll take some more callers, but again, please be, we have a lot of people in the queue, and the way to speed this up is share your first name, birth sign, and a question. Okay, so great job, Michelle. That was a good, I felt that too. That was a good answer that you gave.
Thank you.
All right, so next caller we're going to is the last four digits, 8549. 8549. I feel like we're in bingo. 8549. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello. Thank you very much. This is Raul. My birth date sign is Taurus. And my question has to do with, I think Michelle talked about soul contract. And so I want to know about my soul contract with, or about my health. I've had some digestion issues since I was born, and now I'm having some skin issues, and I would like to see if
issues?
You can help me with that. Skin and digestion issues. Now skin and digestion
skin.
Since I was
okay,
born.
Stop. Okay, first of all, please, everybody, honor your brothers and sisters. So many people are on the line waiting. And please be prepared when you know you get connected. Basically, what I want to say is, first of all, I can't sit here in 3 minutes and give you your contract, meaning why you reincarnated, from every karmic death to spiritual lessons and so forth. You've already tried to work through that. Well, you've worked through some of it, but you still have a long way to go. I would definitely encourage you to wake up more so spiritually speaking, okay? And as far as your health goes, you're too acidic. You have too much acidity, and you're not. You don't have enough alkaline. And if we become where we have too much acid and not, and our alkaline levels are not as they should be, it will actually break down your immune system, lower your immune system. Okay, you have a sensitive stomach, and you have to be careful what you eat. I would tell you not to eat fried foods. Not spicy and hot, no. Not lobster and butter sauce, no. Anything that's rich like that's going to bother your stomach. Fried foods will bother your stomach. Anything that's hot and spicy would bother your stomach. Also your kidneys and liver. And what I would recommend that you do is incorporate aloe into your day-to-day, you know, let's say diet, because it's great for the skin, first of all, because you're talking, you're also complaining about your skin. And that has also to do with stress more than just being acidicy. But it's about you bringing up the alkaline levels. So find water that's high in alkaline. And also if you put lemon, you add lemon to the water, that raises the alkaline level. But, honey, you got to be really careful and eat more of a bland diet. I know it can be a little bit boring, but your stomach will thank you.
Michelle, thank you very much. Blessings to you. Jaden, awesome interviewer. I appreciate it.
All right, God bless.
Have a great day. All right, so good advice, Michelle. You are spot on, and that is true. You know, even foods that are that taste acidic, like lemons, they'll actually have an alkalining effect on the body. So that's beautiful.
Yes.
And I tell everyone, put a little bit of lemon in your mountain spring water, you'll be good to go.
There you go. Absolutely.
All right. The last four digits of the caller now is 9909. Cool numbers, huh, Michelle? 9909. Let's see who this is. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, Michelle. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
My very good friend is Ann Kamen, too.
Hey, there you go. She's a sweetheart.
Yeah, I'm going to go see her in 2 weeks in Virginia.
Oh,
okay. Please give us your name, birth sign, and question.
Todd, birth sign is Cancer, and my birthday is June 28, 1977, and I wanted to know about career.
Okay, let's see, the end of June, going into July. So you would be Cancer, correct, a Cancerian?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not an astrologer. I just want the sun sign. I'm just trying to simplify this. But you can definitely tell Mercury's in retrograde still, wouldn't you say, Jaden?
I would say so. Absolutely.
Anyways, you're really in good hands with Ann Gaiman, but I feel like you're at a major crossroad when it comes to, I feel like you're going to be leaving what you've done and merging into something else. So it's a crossroad. It's a big leap of faith on your part of changing your career at this point in your life, but I still see you doing it.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Go ahead.
No, I changed careers in July, and I'm now fully involved in real estate. So I was just wondering if you see it going well.
I do see it. You happen to be very good at matching the right personalities, so with the personality of the house, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Okay, this person's looking for this, so let me find it. And, you know, the economy is doing better now when it comes to, well, they say that, but some aspects, yes, some aspects, no. But then you already understand that crossroad. You left one thing, you've gone into this, and I feel that you're, oh, by the way, you're also much better working for yourself or being your own boss, doing your own thing, having that freedom. You work well with that. Some people don't, but you do. So it's better that you are your own boss or you subcontract your services out.
Do you think it's going to be okay
perfect.
With me?
Excuse me?
Do you think it's going to be okay? Is this the real estate job?
Yes. Again, I don't know if you were listening earlier, but don't put fear out there and doubt out there. Just see it as, I'm going to make this happen and I'm going to do it. And you will.
Okay.
Don't be negative.
Go ahead, don't be negative. I also drew a card for you from my deck, Manifesting Wealth and Wisdom Daily Oracle Cards. And the card I drew for you was Spirit Guides. And I feel like if you were to work with them more and have ask them, you know, to open doors for you, ask them to bring the buyers to you and to bring the listings to you, they'll do it. But you have to ask.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great advice.
It's true. I mean, ask and you shall receive. And that's why we must be careful with our words these days. And know this, we are in times where we can instantly manifest things. That's the power of the ascension. We can instantly manifest things. So imagine that. And by the way, we're accountable for all our thoughts, all our deeds, our actions, our lack of, everything. And that's a heck of a lot to take in right there. But once you understand that, or even understand the law of karma, what we do unto others, we do to ourselves tenfold. If you live by that rule alone, the rest takes care of itself.
It does. You know, Michelle, that reminds me, the word abracadabra is Hebrew for I create what I speak.
Oh, you just taught me something new. I didn't even know that, but there's truth. And by the way, send my love, please, to Ann Gaiman.
I will. I'm seeing her on November 6th through the 8th. I'm staying over her house. Now that she has that, you know, she's by herself now. She has a big house, so she offered to me to stay overnight this time.
Well, that's an honor. Please send my regards and tell her I hold her up in prayer. Thank you.
I will
God
tell
bless
her.
You.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks,
God
Todd.
Bless.
Have
Bye-bye.
A great day. Bye-bye. Neat. Wow, you were just saying her name, and all of a sudden we
yep.
manifest a caller who's saying, hey, I'm staying with her next weekend.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy, right? What's the odds?
What are the odds of that? No kidding. Wow. Okay, so let's take another caller here. You know, Michelle, I just want you to know before I take this next caller, I really would like you all to myself, and I would just love to continue talking with you, but I'm honoring our commitment because last time we said in July, remember we said we'll take more callers because we just talk and we never get around to it.
Well, you know, it's not like it's just talk because we're, you know, talking about spiritual things and we're talking about the universal laws and the tools and how to live it. So I look at it as people that are listening can receive a spiritual education or maybe tips that they can utilize besides just people calling in and getting messages. But I don't mind either way.
No, you're right. There are other people who are listening, and I just like to think that it's just you and me talking. But
it's easier that way, isn't it?
It is. It's much more fun that way and easier. Okay, so the next caller, the last four digits of your phone number is 9323. Get ready, 9323. You are, let me click your little microphone here. You are on the air. Hi, who's this?
This is Angie. I am an Aquarius, and my question is, I feel like I'm at a crossroads with my career. I no longer feel the peace and love that I had before, and I've been there for a really long time. So I'm kind of wondering, where am I going with this?
Honestly, I feel like you're burnt out. You know, both, you know, both ends of the candle is burning and what's left for you, and you've been doing this for a very, very long time, and I feel like they're almost, you're being overlooked or taken advantage of, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
In the workplace, you know, they're not honoring your or knowing your value, okay? And
yeah.
So I feel like this is an end of, let's say, not a cycle, but a book, not even a chapter. And then this is the major crossroad where now you're going, okay, I don't want to do this anymore, because I'm a firm believer, if you don't enjoy, if you don't love what you do,
then you're not going to be very good at it, are you? Because you're miserable. So I always say,
correct,
love what you do, because when you love what you do, you're good at it, you're joyful, you're successful, you're lucrative. It's a win-win. You know, it's a wonderful ripple effect as well. And I feel that you're going to stay where you are until you find that other job, and then you'll merge.
Okay.
Because you like to
awesome.
Play it safe.
Which, yes, I do.
Yeah. So that's good, though. It's like you going, okay, I'm not going to put my eggs in one basket. I'm going to put my eggs in a couple of baskets, and that's smart.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And, Angie, you know, one thing I'm feeling for you, too, is you know, like Michelle's been saying through this entire show today, is all we have is the now. And I feel like for you, why not start looking into what your true gifts are in life, you know, what you're really here to do?
Okay.
And
see, that's part of the problem. I don't really know what that is.
All right. Well, let's open up the dialogue with you and the universe. And you do that by simply asking, universe, show me signs and symbols of what my purpose is.
Mm-hmm.
And see what comes. Okay?
Follow
okay.
your heart, too, honey, and your intuition. And do something, again, that's going to make you happy and joyful. What I think that you would be good at is, and you might want to, you know, pray upon this, is actually helping others. You really are a sweetheart.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
you know,
that.
You got a clean mind. You got a good heart and a good soul, and I can't say that for the majority. So really, apply
Thank
it.
You.
All right,
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
I appreciate
honey.
That. Sorry.
No, it's
Bye-bye.
Only because it's true. Bye bye. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks.
Take care. Bye bye. Wonderful.
All right.
Yeah, that's you know, my Michelle, my wife Stacy is Taurus, and she says to me this morning, whoa. What if I call into the show today? I said, well, you should. Michelle's amazing. Come on, it's Michelle Whitedove, America's number one psychic. You know, she's incredible. She goes, well, I don't want to take away from your callers. And I said, okay, fine. So,
aww.
But that's my wife, right? Like, she doesn't want to take time up. But you know what? She is, oh, boy, she's my heart.
Dynamite.
Yeah. And so her biggest thing that she asks is about her purpose. You know, she's constantly, what am I here to do? What do you feel for her, Michelle?
She's a Taurus, correct?
Correct.
I just feel like she's just good all the way around. I mean, her soul, you know, and she's the kind that she feels, even if she's, you know, present, giving 110%, and she gives it all away, she feels like it's not good enough, and like, I need to give more or do more, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She's very hard on herself, too, by the way. And
oh, yes.
And she really needs to understand that it begins with us and it ends with us, and that it would be very important for her to love herself unconditionally. Tell her, say, baby, you should love yourself like I love you, meaning you love your wife so much. You know, I would like her to work on. I would like her to work on her self-esteem and help you to boost her self-esteem, and know that she's done even more than what she's aware of. You know, we don't always get to see all the things that we do here on Earth, meaning fully coming into the wisdom. But when we get to our life review, those pearls of wisdom are there, and we gain all of that information. So even in the heavens, we're learning and growing. But
that's
your
beautiful.
Sister, I mean, your isn't that interesting? Sister, ooh, you guys have had a past life where you've been siblings, sister and brother.
No kidding.
Isn't that weird?
Whoa.
And now you're thinking,
that
great,
is?
Michelle, now we're husband and wife. But don't worry, it's a different life, a different body.
Exactly.
But you guys have history together, meaning, you know, where you've been together in other incarnations. So that's nice, because that sets for a more solid foundation.
Yeah, exactly. And she's listening to the show, by the way. She loves you, and she always says how amazing you are and wonderful, and she would never call in. So, but thank you for that. You're 100% right on. She's sitting there going, yeah, she's 100% right on.
But she's great at giving, but she's got to work on receiving, because she deserves it. And that's the law of abundance and attraction.
So, you know, I want her to stop being so hard on herself and maybe pray upon it and meditate, and she's going to realize that she's earned a lot of brownie points in the heavens.
Oh, that's beautiful. All right, honey, you heard it from Michelle.
God bless her.
Awesome. Yes, thank you for that, Michelle. Okay, so let's take caller. Last four digits are 1472. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Michelle. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Reginald, and I am an Aries. And my question is, also on a very strong spiritual path, and I have a media opportunity, and I want to know, what do you see with that, if you see anything with that?
You're saying you have a new opportunity that's been presented to you, correct?
Yeah, it's a media project.
Do it. I mean, why even hesitate on it? Why even procrastinate? Do it. Okay. It's an opportunity that Spirit put in front of you, and it's a stepping stone to go even much further or higher, let's say. So do it.
Okay. Yeah, I did it. I did do it, and it felt right, and it's just I was looking for that confirmation. So.
And what's the connection with music, you with music and the arts?
Well, I'm very creative. I'm not into music. Actually, I'm a Jewish counselor, but I definitely am surrounding myself with creative stuff. Definitely.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's the true artist. And you might want to take a journal and a pen or a paper to it as well, because I feel like you're like I could get poetry out of you or songs out of you or great words of wisdom out of you. So apply that because, you know, even Buddha, 8 years under the tree enlightened, but looked around and said, nobody else is enlightened. I'm enlightened, but nobody else, so let me share the wisdom. True power is wisdom and the discernment of that wisdom. So don't hold it all for yourself. Share, okay?
Okay, so it looks good. It looks great.
Good job.
Thank you.
Good job, Reginald.
All right.
Trust your intuition, buddy. Keep trusting.
Yep. God bless, honey.
God bless you, bud.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Sweetie. Yeah, great caller, say. This is beautiful.
Yeah, you have a nice energy, sweet energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Well, that's our listeners, right? Soul to Profit Radio. They hear my name, your name. They're like, oh, we've got to go there. And you know, I mean, that's really the truth, isn't it, Michelle? When we're led and guided in a certain direction, we have to trust that, don't we?
Well, honestly, we don't have to, but if you're smart, you will. I know I do, because when I don't listen to it, then I'm like, oh, my goodness, the ego is in the way, and here I am, and I put myself in that place, you know. So, again, that kind of comes back to taking personal accountability and responsibility for our actions or lack of, or listening or not listening.
Yeah, it's tricky when the ego is in the house. It's like, oh, geez, it can be really limiting. And do you have? I know you said you ask ego to step aside. Is it that simple? Is that what you do?
It really is. I mean, it really is, because you have, you know, we can't deny what exists because it persists, right? So if we simply address the lower mind while we're consciously awake. Meaning, you know, consciously awake in this dream, interestingly enough. But if we just simply thank the ego for graciously moving over and allowing the higher self, your God part self, to govern you, it works every time. But also what helps you to have that work every time is building a relationship with Spirit through the power of prayer, meditation, applying the universal laws, the tools, you know, knowing them and living it, more so living it, you know. I always tell people, I live my life like a prayer, and that's how we're supposed to do it. This isn't something I'm preaching. Yes, I'm teaching, but I think it would be very hypocritical of anyone to do this work and say you're a spiritual medium unless you're, you know, living it. That's the God's honest truth, because I know a lot say, oh, I'm a medium or I'm a psychic, and everybody thinks it's one and the same. A psychic is not a medium. All mediums are psychics. Psychic can develop the skills to come into mediumship, but then also let's point out that not all psychics or mediums are spiritual. That doesn't mean that they're living their life as a spiritual life, applying it. And that's why I always refer to myself as a spiritual medium. You wouldn't believe how many people, like, for example, the America's Psychic Challenge, that I never saw them pray, meditate, anything, nothing. And I thought, how are they doing this? And most of them didn't even read their contract. And that even blew me away more. And then once I got on the set, the third episode, and they told, I think there was four of us at the, four rounds. I looked at the other, I'm not saying any names, psychics, and all I could see was dollar signs in their eye. And I started laughing because I thought, oh, this is a joke. This is good too good to be true. I don't even care. That's why I'm not here. And I never thought about it again. And I really feel that that's what got in the way of a lot of the people that were, testing.
Yeah, exactly. You have to show up with the gifts with no expectation, right? Like,
exactly.
Truly share your gifts and without any expectation of monetary rewards of anything. It's like, because whatever you put out creates that ripple effect that we can't see, nor can we even understand what is going to be coming, the tsunami that comes back to us, right, in abundance and joy, happiness, and freedom. And you know, I think I agree with you. I think that is the number one thing. You know, all the work I do and the people I connect with, I see and hear from them the limiting thoughts and beliefs of around this expectation thing, and it stops the manifesting process instantly. It's like the universe says, oh, okay, they're not sincere.
Exactly, and spirit knows when we're sincere. You can't trick spirit, and that's what I tell people. God knows our heart, our soul, our mind, our contract better than we do, and God is good and great and for us, not against us, a loving God, not a judgmental God. And, you know, this unfortunately gets somewhat lost in the translation of different man-made religions, which I'm not totally boo-hooing because I've been there and I've done that, but then I move past that. And, you know, again, this is really about developing, and we're constantly developing, you know, as we go through life. Unless you choose to shut down, and or those people that say, oh, I know it all. Those people that say they know it all know nothing because they stop growing, they stop learning, they stop evolving, they close down, and then they're done. Not to mention it's very pompous.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like new things are being developed for you. So tell us what's new on your radar.
Well, my new book came out, Ask White Dove. And that's in soft cover. Yeah, also available in Kindle. Yeah, I'm actually taking all my books and making them available on Kindle. So that book has just been released, and it's really cool because it's spiritual questions from different people all over the world, regardless of their religion and their culture. And it was, you know, answered. So it's sort of like a Dear Abby, spiritually speaking. It's much different than my other books. You open it up, even the cover is very casual, and you could open up anywhere and get the message for the day, you know, or the question that then gets they get answered from spirit. But right now I'm also in the works of writing my second children's book called The Angels of the Ocean, Dolphins, Whales, Mermaids, and then you open it up and it says Welcome to the Blue World. My other children's book is called My Invisible Friends. You will be seeing me on TV more and more. I can't let the cat out of the bag, the skinny yet. And I always, on all my sites, whether it's Facebook 1 or 2 or YouTube channel, the original site, MichelleWhiteDove.com, I always make sure that people can see where I'm at, what I'm doing, whether it's radio, TV, an appearance. I've been doing lately a lot of charity events. I just got back from San Francisco, and I'm proud to say this, and I raised almost $30,000 for children. So that was a great event for me. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Congratulations. So it's Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E. She has two L's in her name. White Dove, just as it sounds, whitedove.com. You can find out everything you need to know about Michelle, her work, her upcoming appearances, her latest book. I'm excited about your project. And also, you can get a reading with Michelle through her site as well. So connecting with Michelle. Michelle, you're an angel. I love having you on my show. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me, dear. It's always a pleasure with you.
all my best to you and yours. Give Shantae a big hug for me, and I look forward to having you back on the show again. Hopefully early next year, but let's get you back on.
All right, you got it. Just contact her, and she'll take care of it. In the meantime, everybody, God bless, and thank you. Goodbye.
Bye, Michelle. Thank you. And there you have it, the wonderful Michelle White Dove. And you can find out more about my work. I'm giving away an 85-page home study course at soul2profit.com, S-O-U-L-T-O, profit, P-R-O-F-I-T.com. Go to that site, enter your name and email, and you will instantly receive access to my home study course called How to Manifest Your Big Dreams and Goals. What an incredible show. I knew you all would absolutely love Michelle. If you want more information about her, connect with her, too, on our previous podcast. She was on my show on July, the weekend right around July. You can find that in iTunes. And since you're here on Blog Talk, please click the follow button. Click that follow button right on Blog Talk, and you will have access and know all my shows that are upcoming, and you won't miss an episode. Thanks, everyone. Have a fantastic week. Take care.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your moves.
Dear pesky blackheads, you disgust me. You're ugly, dirty, and just plain nasty. Enough is enough. Meet my Biore Deep Cleansing Charcoal Pore Strip. This strip, with natural charcoal, will pluck you out. Oil too. Sayonara, blackheads. See ya on the Biore Strip side. Sincerely, Finally Clean Pores. Love charcoal? Also try Biore Baking Soda Cleansing Scrub for an exfoliating deep clean. Biore, free your pores.